I've been working with the South Bank Centre and the Arts Council Collection in London, but I'm now able to say that the contract is on my desk for us to have the Anthony Gormley piece Feel for the British Isles, and it'll be here in the summer next year.
What possible impact could that have on Torbay as a centre for contemporary art, having somebody like Gormley here?
I think it's hard to underestimate it in a way, because he's such an international figure, and people, he is the sort of the workaday man's sort of artist, you know. I mean, everybody knows Gormley, you know, that even if they don't know him by name, you say Angel of the North, you know, you mention his work, and because it's about the human figure and because it has a very sort of openness about it that people can respond to, I think people kind of love him, you know, and they respect him as well, which is quite a nice and difficult combination. I think a lot of artists can feel quite alienated, but he manages to embrace, you know, intellectualism and, you know, the person on the street saying, yeah, I really like his work. So I think hopefully it is a good choice for here, because it's, if you just come and see it, they're these beautiful little terracotta figures, there's 40,000 of them, and they just stare back at you, and they're incredibly endearing but amazingly moving. I mean, when I saw it at Gloucester Cathedral, I was just like, you know, crumpled up with it, really. I thought, oh, it's so lovely. And so, you know, just come and see it, because it's fantastic, and it's not at all scary, you know, it's just a wonderful thing to come and see.
He's not always the easiest artist to exhibit. You suggest 40,000 figures. How are you going to do that at Tor Abbey?
I'm going to have some time off. No, we're going to have 20 volunteers. It takes 5 days. And what we're going to do is we're going to open that up to competition, because we think it's going to be, we don't want to over egg the pudding, but it's kind of a life-changing event, really, to be involved with something like that. I mean, I'm already looking forward to it changing my life, you know. If it doesn't, I want my money back, you know. I really think it's important to get people involved with it. I mean, we want students to come. I'd really like, say, some kids to come who've never been to a museum before and say, you know, we'll train you. Do you want to help put out this exhibition, you know?
How will 40,000 figures fill the space? Because this is a big building. But are you going to be using the Tor Abbey estate more widely?
No, we had a lot of talk about that. I mean, I wanted to sort of fill the whole of Tor Abbey and have them pouring down the stairs and everything, which is completely inappropriate and ridiculous. But what we're doing is we're filling the Spanish barn. We've got this incredible medieval barn here, which is, it actually is amazing when people would normally travel for miles just to see that. A Feel for the British Isles is 290 square metres and the barn is 289 square metres. So I was like, oh, come on, you know, you've got to let us have it, because how great is that? So it will fill the whole barn, you know, and like nothing else could, really.